Hello everyone, welcome to Hack Republic Radio. My name is Clat2, and today I'm hijacking Deep Geek's series on lightweight apps, and hopefully, I didn't actually coordinate this with him, but hopefully he was not planning on doing an Enlightenment episode, because that's the application that I wanted to talk about, Enlightenment. Now, most people have heard about Enlightenment, and maybe a lot of people might have tried it, and, you know, it's gotten a lot of praise in the past, but it's also kind of been poked fun at in the past, I guess because E17 has been in development longer than KDE4 was. I mean, it was just like a really long time, and still isn't out, so it's still at like E0.16.999.050, I think was the latest release of E17. So some people like to kind of make fun of it or whatever, but in fact, Enlightenment is a really cool desktop shell. And that term is their term, but it's really strangely appropriate when you kind of start getting into Enlightenment. Number one, if you're interested in lightweight apps, probably you're not interested in super fancy, GUI environments. One of the things that you're interested in is either you have a slower computer and want it to respond quicker for you, or you just don't use the GUI features that much, and you really only have a GUI because, you need Firefox. And that's such a typical thing. I mean, at least me on my triple EPC for like a whole month, I didn't even bother installing. No, that's not true. A whole week, I didn't even bother installing X because so much can be done, without the GUI, obviously. But it kind of breaks down once you have to go to some weird Web 2.0 website, and the text browsers just aren't going to cut that. So you got to have a GUI sometimes, and Enlightenment makes for a really, really neat one to use. So Enlightenment, when they say that it's a desktop shell, it's because it is a little bit more than a window manager. It is very similar, I think, in feel to some degree to like Fluxbox. But there's so much more to it that you can't really just say it's a window manager. In fact, Enlightenment is doing a lot of work on something that they call the Enlightenment Foundation Libraries, EFL, and that is, as I understand it, that is basically its own like widget set and graphics rendering and all that other good stuff. I think it's also its own sound subsystem, but I guess I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So it's really like it's a really kind of like nicely self-contained little environment, and it's really, really easy to compile. This is not something like KDE, where you have to, it's still compiling something from source, and it can be tough, but if you're going to do it, Enlightenment is one of the things. It compiles really well. I've been able to compile it on a couple of different distros, as well as on OS X for the dreaded X11 environment. So I use Enlightenment every day, and it's a very stable platform. I'm talking about E17, actually, although I do also have E16 on my triple E. So both of these environments are something that I use literally on an everyday basis. I find it very stable and very attractive and very flexible. In terms of flexibility, I should probably mention, if you remember the GOS PC, which was the PC that was famously being sold at Walmart, and it had all the Google applications, but no official affiliation to Google. So GOS, they were using, for at least their first release of their environment, which I believe they called Rocket or something like that, they had based all their stuff on Enlightenment, from what I understand. Like, it was the whole GUI was basically like in E17 code, heavily modified to look a certain way. But yeah, that was kind of cool. I mean, that was a high-profile use of this. And again, in terms of flexibility, if you go to rasterman.com, that's rasterman.com, Rasterman is the lead developer of Enlightenment. He's got he's got some really cool screenshots of, what he's working on. But he's also got stuff that he's doing with Enlightenment, like he's got it on the Freerunner, the phone. He's got it on the N800. He's got it on a Trio, a Palm Trio. And then, like I say, I mean, I find it very easy to get onto, you know, any distro, and even onto OS X, which I've had a lot of, in terms of their X11, the way that that responds to, you know, Unix code sometimes is really quirky. But it works. Enlightenment just works really well with it. Deals with everything, you know, quite admirably. Okay, so there's E16, there's E17, right? So E16 is, I guess, the stable version, and it's got a certain look and feel to it. It's got an interesting kind of theory on desktops. The desktop itself extends beyond your screen. So it's a little bit like just having four virtual desktops, like in a, you know, four quadrants. But the way that E16 handles it is that you've really got only two, but they're just really long. And so if you just put your mouse cursor at the edge of the screen, you kind of zip over to the other half of your screen. I mean, it's essentially having four desktops, but it's just a little bit different in the way that they conceive it. They also have a little shelf down at the bottom. I think they're called shelves. A little window down at the bottom where if you minimize something, it goes into that little space, and you can bring it back up later. Just like a traditional panel or kicker or whatever. But it's kind of an interesting way of implementing it. It looks really neat. I think the default is really cool. It's kind of an earth tone look. But if you're into theming, at freshmeat.net, you've got lots of different themes for E16 available to you. E17 uses a more traditional sort of an XFCE-style dock down at the bottom or top, whatever, wherever you want it. And it has access to the different desktops. It's got access to, you know, minimized programs and sort of a menu with all your options in it. E17 has a lot of GUI configuration tools as well, so if you need to go and modify your menu, it's got a lot of things built in that it's pretty hard to miss. You can modify a lot of stuff just within the GUI. E16, I don't know if someone may have developed GUI tools for that. I usually just do my configuration in text files for E16. It's a lot like Fluxbox in that way. And both are like Fluxbox in the sense that if you left click on the desktop, you get your root menu. And from your root menu, you can go into, you know, your applications or your configuration or whatever. So to modify that in E16, you simply go to the .e16 folder in your home directory, and you'll find a .menu file, or a series of .menu files, and you can modify those just in text. Actually, you know what? I think those .menu files are actually in /var/lib or something like that, something a little bit odd like that. But the point is that it's just text configuration files. Dig around in the .e16 directory in your home directory, and you will see where everything lives. It's pretty simple, and you just put in, you know, you can start with the root menu and put down where you want it to go, and then what applications you want each sub menu to contain, etc., etc. But for E17, you just go to your root menu. There's a configuration sub menu, and you can change the menu around, you can change the theme, you can do whatever. A lot of people associate E17 with the old default theme, which was called, I believe, quote, bling bling, unquote. It was kind of a brushed metal gold look, and a lot of people liked to make fun of it. But that's gone now. They've got a really nice kind of high contrast. The best way I think of it is like a pencil sketch. It looks really it's a really nice theme on E17. It's like just lots of blacks and whites, but sort of in a unique kind of looking way. So if you didn't like the bling bling look and were too lazy to theme it yourself, or to go to freshmeat.net and grab a new theme, now you've got a different default theme anyway, and you don't have to worry about it. I think it looks really attractive. It's a really slick look. And you can go to enlightenment.org also. Both rastroman.com and enlightenment.org will give you an idea of what they're up to lately. Now, the EFL, the Enlightenment Foundation Library, again, I don't know a whole lot about it because I'm not really a programmer, but it's a system of, you know, it's a whole bunch of backends and things like that. And they're actually developing a couple of different applications so that they'll have native applications for Enlightenment, which is pretty neat. And they look really nice too. And everything's lightweight. So it's definitely worth checking out if you need a lightweight environment to work in. And that's pretty much it, really. I mean, that's enlightenment. I mean, the best way to get a feel for it is to try it out. It doesn't take a whole lot to install it. Usually it's an apt-get install away or a yum install away. Or you can build it from source pretty easily. It's not that complex. Yeah, so check it out. E17 is looking great. It looks really exciting. It's still under development, so, you know, it is a development environment. But it does look really cool. But an E16 is super stable. It's great. Check that out if you're looking for something a little bit like Fluxbox, but just a little bit different. This is definitely something to check out. It's a really cool environment to use. And you can also, there's a live CD called eLive that releases all the latest and greatest Enlightenment versions. But there's also Yellow Dog Linux, which is released for PowerPC platforms. So if you've got a PowerPC Mac or a PlayStation lying around, you can put Yellow Dog on it, and you will be using Enlightenment 17. And it looks pretty nice. It performs really well. So that's another good way to kind of get a feel for Enlightenment in action. So check it out if you're interested. Hopefully this was somewhat informative. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.